Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ozzie Timmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Kamak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Traxel. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Oquendo. Batting third. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The catcher, Danny Schaefer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mark Sweeney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tripp Cromer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Morgan. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mike Morgan. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilkey strikes out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Jordan. The throw from Kamak and he is safe. Jordan steals second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Jordan scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Traxel fires to first and picks off Lankford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zeile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jordan. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Zeile moves to third. Ozzie Timmons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Timmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zeile tags and scores. Gonzalez tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kamak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Caraballo pinch hits for Trip Cromer. Ramon Caraballo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Caraballo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Ramon Caraballo now playing second base. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Traxel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Traxel reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae bunts towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Traxel moves to third. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dunston is 0-1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Traxel scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Grace is 0-1 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Dunston moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zeile is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morgan strikes out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilkey is 0-1 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into right field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Oquendo is 0-1 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gonzalez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Timmons is 0-1 in the game. Timmons hits a pop-up towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hernandez is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jordan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jordan hits a line drive into right field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lankford is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lankford strikes out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kamak hits a line drive into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Traxel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Traxel hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Traxel reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunston hits a line drive into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Timmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive towards short. Dunston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Caraballo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caraballo is 0 for 1 in the game. Caraballo hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zeil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zeil strikes out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Timmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alan Battle pinch hits for Mike Morgan. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Battle hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilkey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Timmons who is chasing the ball. Oquendo reaches third base with a triple. Gilkey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Cubs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jordan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Urbani now pitching. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kamak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kamak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Caraballo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traxel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Traxel hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Schaefer reaches second base with a double. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. 1 out. Ramon Caraballo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caraballo is 0 for 2 in the game. Caraballo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schaefer moves to third. 2 outs. Gerald Perry pinch hits for Tom Urbani. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Anthony Young now pitching. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilkey is hit by the pitch. Perry moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Caraballo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Jordan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jordan is hit by the pitch. Chris Nabhal's now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Lankford hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jordan moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Jordan moves to third. One out. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to second for the out. Jordan scores. Cooper moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ramon Caraballo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caraballo is 0-for-3 in the game. Caraballo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Timmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Timmons hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. 1 out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Sammy Sosa pinch hits for Joe Kamak. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sosa hits a line drive into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Scott Bullitt pinch hits for Chris Nabhals. Tony Foss is now pitching. Scott Bullitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bullitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sammy Sosa now playing right field. Scott Servais now catching. Randy Myers now pitching. Darnell Coles pinch hits for Tony Fosses. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilkey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gilkey hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Oquendo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.